Hello, people.
This is the 16th episode of the Pandemic Sessions. That's right. We are on 16 of them. I know it came out like gangbusters, did a bunch in a row, and then I got a little jaded and disinterested, and now I sit here before you with no end to coronavirus in sight and probably more depressed about it now than when it first started, thinking that, man, we're going to keep going until I bet we get to 30 before it's all said and done. I hope not. I hope for the sake of my kids and school and sports and friendships and things like that, that we don't get that far, but I just don't feel good about it. That said, one way we get over it is to talk, to socialize, to bond over things like pop culture, which is what we do, which is why this episode was fun, because it was almost a real episode. It was two in and one out, and that would be me and just John, the Bender. He was in studio, and we talked to the Silver Badger via Zoom. It went off a little smoother than I thought it was going to, but there was some delay here and there, and it was hard for the Badger to really insert a thought like on the fly, because you know when you're not here and you don't see the person and they're not as loud. But still, good episode, a little closer to the norm. The Flop even makes a very, very brief cameo, and you could probably hear something she says, but hopefully I'm wrong and we get back to it before too long. I think that mid-July thing from the Silver Badger's wife is just not gonna happen. But hey, let's cross our fingers. Let's do the best we can. Let's wear our mask. Let's socially distance. Let's sacrifice a little while longer, and hopefully we pull out of this. Again, fingers crossed. But in the meantime, you're going to listen to the bomb, and the episode's going to start. So talk to you soon. Here it comes right now. If it wasn't so awful, it would be fine.
No, like the initial drink is not bad.
He's drinking this.
What Dos Equis Mexican Pale?
Yeah, it more like Mexican piss water. And I love Dos Equis.
It's not even that.
No offense to our Hispanic brethren, but I don't think pale ales are really in their wheelhouse.
No, they're lagers or cervezas, yeah, if you will, and that's about it.
It's a Mexican pale ale with citrus hops and a hint of heat, and that hint of heat is straight poop.
Yeah, that hint of heat has to be just vomit.
I'm gonna eat. Yeah, this sucks. I'm gonna get a different. Did you pour that? Oh, Philadelphia one?
I do. You want to split it?
No, that's fine.
I will pour it in another glass.
No. I brought it so you could try it. It's pretty good.
It seems like he was about to renege on giving me the beer.
No, I just
didn't. It seem that way for a second?
It did seem that way for a second. Did it come in a variety pack?
Oh, no. This did. Yeah, this came in one of those Cinco de Mayo variety packs, and it was the last one left. I struggled through the other three.
I'm going to finish it, but I don't like it.
He got another beer to wash it down. Are you going to put your headphones on so we can start talking?
I mean, I can't get to a beer thing. Where's your wife?
Well, first off, we are back. The question was, where is the Flop? And the Flop is at the West County Mall with the daughter and under the mandated mask advisory now, the mask thing, because the daughter needed some clothes for something, I don't know. And so they're doing that. And we are doing there's three hosts here, but one of them is pulling a Max Headroom, and he is still via Zoom.
Hey. I'm just moving my head back and forth real weird.
Yeah, so Tommy, the Silver Badger, is via Zoom. I've got the camera set up to where he can see both of us, and I've got it zoomed in on his face, so it's a giant face of Tom on the podcast here.
You got a couple blackheads there, buddy.
I'm going to get even closer, so when I do the sound bite, I can actually put it over your face right there.
What? Beautiful. Have you guys started venturing out at all? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm playing golf tomorrow.
Okay, so that's the upper middle class way of venturing out.
But yeah, as far as going to friends' houses, it's kind of like.
We mostly do outside. This is the Jeremy's house is the only house I've been in, and actually, like, for a prolonged period of time.
And I've been places, so you're running a risk.
Yeah. I mean, I go to volleyball now, and if I don't get COVID from volleyball, I'm never going to get it.
Yeah, and we too have been doing volleyball. In fact, it's funny you bring that up, because we had a scare with one of our members of our volleyball team. So Tim is in the medical field, and he came down with a fever and a cold and got tested because someone in their building got it, had it. So he got tested, so he had to skip volleyball this week. So we played the team that was in first place with only four people, and we dominated.
Nice.
And nice. But had Tim got it, I coach his daughter, and so it would have shut down our entire softball team for a few weeks. And but he's negative. He's negative.
My buddy Matt and Maureen went over to Matt's stepdad's house on Father's Day, and his whole family was there, and that was Sunday, and Monday his sister didn't feel good, went and got tested. She was positive. His mom was positive, and his stepdad was positive. So they locked down for 2 weeks, which is this Sunday will be 2 weeks. And none of them got it, luckily, and nobody else that was at their house for Father's Day. But she got it from her roommate, who was a nurse.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, if you look, cases are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Even a podcast I listen to, one of the people that have been a big they've been, even though they're not right-leaning people, they were kind of agreeing that, you know, I don't think we need to shut down. They got it.
Was it Joe Rogan?
No, it was Brendan Schaub.
Okay.
And he has it, and he is 100% fine. And even though, yeah, there is a 2-week lag in deaths. So yeah, even though cases are skyrocketing, the death toll keeps shrinking.
Yeah, but it might swing the other way.
Go ahead.
Matt and Mo's parents are, or Matt's parents are fine too, and his sister. His sister's like 21 and extremely and like fit, 21 young. But and his mom and stepdad are pretty fit too, so they're okay.
It also may be that it's the deadliness of it is also shrinking because of the age group that is getting it.
Yeah.
And they're also saying, and it was kind of weird because Fauci came out yesterday and said that this new strain is supposed to be even more contagious, and this mutated strain, but they bury the lead on all the news sites you see. Well, of course, except for Fox, but because they said even though the new strain is more contagious, it's less deadly and less symptomatic.
Yeah.
So I'm to the point to where I am still 100% believe that the, you know, pre-existing conditions, very overweight people, all those people should avoid it. Mm-hmm. But I think at this point you're going to get it.
I think so too.
And I think 99.9% of people are going to be fine.
But I haven't stopped. I've started to do more stuff, but I do all of the proper precautions. I wear the mask and, you know, I clean my hands and whatever card if I'm at a store or whatever, but I kind of assume I'm going to get it, but I just really fucking hate the no-mask-wearing people. Just wear a fucking mask. Don't be an asshole.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm bad about it, not because I'm taking a stance, because I'll forget to bring it in. Kaylin is really good at it, and we took it with us when we went shopping, and we wore it, and all the stores that say suggested wearing it. To be honest with you, I think the best thing for it is, especially for people like... Well, not for people like me, but it will help people like me, but especially for those others, is make it a law for 1 month to wear your mask while we're out and see what happens.
St. Charles County never will.
I mean, it's – and everybody – and for the people that are the very strong right-wing swastika flag-waving people that are saying it's against their rights.
It's rebel flags.
Honestly, it's not against your rights because no shoes, no shirt, no service, so not just throw no mask.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
It's a private business.
Right. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. They're assholes. Fuck those people.
So anyway, so that's Corona world. So who knows? The pandemic sessions may continue. Well, they certainly will continue until the wife badger takes off the restrictions and allows him back off. Because it doesn't matter what the government says. It's all up to what Mrs. Badger says.
Me and the...
100% correct.
Me and the wife donated blood yesterday because apparently there's a real bad blood shortage. It was the first time I've ever donated blood. And it wasn't bad. I have O positive, the universal donor.
Yeah, that's blood. Good. That's the good one. That's what Missy
really
has.
You are kind of guilted into doing it when you have O positive.
Yeah. So I did it yesterday, and I guess I'm going to do it like once a month now because it was the quietest 45 minutes I've had in a long time.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I went to Fresh Time to grocery shop the other day, and there was hardly anybody in there, and a 15-minute trip turned into a 45-minute trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, browsing. Nice. I mean, I've been shopping about once a week since it started, but that was the first time I actually like browsed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. I'm going to go buy a new grill after this, so I probably will be home about 6:30 tonight.
We are
what are you going to get?
I'm going to get a Weber 22-inch Weber grill.
Nice.
Yeah. I had a big smoker thing. It just took up too much space on the porch, so I got rid of it. I'm just getting a regular Weber.
His big smoker took up too much space.
It did. Couldn't see anything.
Do you want my smoker converter?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Do you have a smoker converter for Weber?
Yeah. I got my smoker. I wanted to see if I liked it. So the converter is just a insert that goes into your kettle.
Yeah.
That basically, it separates the direct and indirect heat.
Okay.
It's very basic, but it'll at least will get you started. Once you get good at it, then you might.
Want to upgrade?
We may have never known that was going to happen if not for this conversation about Corona and into shopping. And,
This is why we have a podcast, because people want to know about our grill buying purchases.
Well, I'm about to go be around a whole bunch of people outside in a swimming pool. By the way, it's where I feel the most safe is outside in the blazing heat. And we're going to do, I don't know what we're going to do for dinner, but there's going to be a lot of snacks, a lot of really drunk women, upper middle-aged white women. So it's going to be white girl wasted party.
A lot of Karens there.
Oh, man, there's going to be a plethora of Karens there. it does get a little wild, quote unquote. Yeah. But then tomorrow we're doing the we did this a few years ago and we've kind of went away from it. We're doing the block off the street cul-de-sac party, which you guys, I know you can't make it, but just so you know, you guys are all invited because I'll be grilling. I've got can jam. I bought a brand new professional quality set of bags, a cornhole set. So we'll be doing all that, and we'll end up shooting fireworks. I went and spent almost $200 on fireworks, and my justification was we're not going to see really a firework display this year professionally, so I might as well go a little whole hog on it and buy some extras. So we did that. But that's not why we're here, really. Why we're here is to talk about all things pop culture.
Yep.
I mean... I know that you. I see that you brought a list. Did you guys get to hear the last episode I did?
I didn't. I need to listen to it. I had a big thing at work this week, so I couldn't listen to
it. It's a good buddy of mine that I've known for a long time is producing, and I've got it over here. His own independent comic book now, and so I had him on, and he like we said in the episode, his book has appeared on Joe Rogan Experience. Yeah, because Graham Hancock does a book of the month, and he used his shamanic Kabbalah book, or Kabbalah, or however he pronounces it. He pronounces it. I'm sure the way he pronounces it's right. I just say Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. But when Joe was talking to Graham Hancock, they flashed over to Graham Hancock's website, how Jamie pulls things up, and the cover was my buddy Daniel's book. So he's very DMT, ayahuasca kind of guy, so his comic book is essentially his what he saw when he did all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it is still a comic book.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. But so that was kind of fun. I think I may end up having our buddy AC back on because he and Daniel are best friends. And since AC's episode was so awful because we were both shit-faced off of bourbon, he wants to do take two. And he's also released two more books since then. So it'd be worth talking.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, cool. Neat.
So what do you got, Bender?
I know Tom watched it. The main thing I wanted to talk about was, I don't know if you watched. Did you watch Space Force?
The reviews turned me away from making it a must-see. I'll eventually get to it, but I have not got to it yet.
I almost didn't pull the trigger on it because Tom said, he goes, it's not great, but I was like, I gotta watch this. I need to, and then I watched like the first episode, and I'm like, well, I gotta finish it. And it was very not bad, but also it was just so uneven. Like, the only solid character I thought through the entire thing was John Malkovich's character.
Well, he's a tremendous actor, too.
Very not bad is probably what you would ask the girl of virginity, I think.
I think that's giving you too much credit.
Yeah, no doubt.
What'd you think? Did you finish it?
I've since we've talked, Bender, I've powered through about three more episodes. I've got about, I think it's a 10 episode season. Is that
yes.
right?
Yeah, it
and
is.
I'm on episode 8.
Okay.
So I've put it on the back burner. I haven't watched it the last 2 weeks.
I
agree with you that John Malkovich's character is by far the best.
And he's the most developed.
And Steve Carell's character, much like Michael Scott in The Office, they start him off as a dick and slowly but surely peel those layers away to soften him up and make him a little bit, dare I say, likable.
Yeah.
I think the best character is the girl who plays like the helicopter pilot. Can't think of her character name right now.
Yeah, I know.
She's also in season 3 of Brockmire.
Okay.
And you know he loves Brockmire.
I really need to know the actress's name because she's really funny. Like, she gets some legit laughs out of me every episode. She's got great facial expressions and plays that neurotic character very well. So
she does really well on this. I don't know how far along. She develops like a relationship with the little John Malkovich's number 2, the little Asian guy. So, yeah, I just, like you said, Steve Carell, they do make him less of an asshole, but it's very uneven. Like, some episodes he's an asshole, other episodes, it's like they almost shot everything out, or put it together on there out of order, like they do sometimes on older network shows, but.
Have they renewed it for a second season yet?
I think so.
I haven't seen any news on it.
I'm going to spoil alert something for you.
Oh, in Space Force?
Yeah, you never know why Lisa Kudrow's in prison. You never figure it out.
Oh, man.
And it's just fucking pissing me off. Like, that is the biggest the thing that bothers me.
I didn't even know Lisa Kudrow was in it.
Yeah, Steve Carell's wife.
Oh, okay.
But there is, like, a good plot between him and his wife, and, like, she's going to be there for 40 years that I thought was pretty interesting. And a lot of character development. And then the last episode was really shitty. And I'm just like, where are they going to go with this?
Well, I tell you what, we'll hesitate to give it a rating until at least two of us have finished it all.
Yeah,
so.
I thought you'd finished it, so that was my main thing that I brought, but let's throw it to Tom.
So the show that my family has gotten into on Netflix is The Floor is Lava. Have either of you watched this?
Hayden wants to watch it, and we haven't started it yet, but Missy is very anti-Floor is Lava, but I'm going to check it out.
Oh, I've watched about 15 episodes.
Missy is anti any of those type of...
fun?
Shows, like the game shows that are the new game shows, like the Wipeout-inspired game shows. Just not her bag.
Like, it's very Nickelodeon.
Which, by the way, and we'll get right back to Floor is Lava, I don't know if you've seen what Thursday night TV looks like on NBC right now.
No.
It is all of those shows. It starts with Holy Moly Season 2, then it goes to a show called Ryan Reynolds Don't, which is hosted by Adam Scott.
I did see that on
Google. I got about 5 minutes into that last night and went... Don't.
And then,
that's same.
Well,
same.
Then after that, it's another. It's like 3 or 4 in a row. And then I was flipping through there. You know, since they also own USA, there's a show called Cannonball on USA where they just people. The whole goal is to like slide down a waterfall and go as far as you can into inflatable obstacles and fall into shit. I mean, it's
no, that's dumb.
It's like, are we in a new trend?
I guess they're cheap. I bet a bunch of these were just shot and held in the barrel.
That's what I'm guessing, is they've been sitting on some of these and are like, well, we can't make new content.
Yeah.
Let's use this stuff that didn't chart. We filmed a season's worth in 5 days and then just release it over the course of 12 weeks.
Yeah, because we still get our ad dollars.
Game shows are so popular is because they're cheap as hell to produce.
Yep.
And had the potential to make a shit ton of money.
No, you still
you don't pay any salary. Yeah, really, as a host.
And the places that they're filming them on these Universal Studios or these Disneys and places like this, they already have all the stuff that they can just change the appearance or repaint it, and it's good to go.
Yeah, the Floor is Lava show is just it's like three different rooms, and that's it. You know.
Yep.
And it's a good time. I like The Floor is Lava. I'm having fun with it.
I'm going to check it out, and Hayden's going to check it out with me because it does look fun. I'll be honest with you, too. Here's my big problem right now and by the end we'll get to something on what's kind of taking up the majority of my brain. But
weed.
Yeah. I wish. but I've been watching a lot of stuff, but I can't – I sat down to bring up like what to talk about, and I'm like, well, fuck. One thing that has taken up a good amount of time, this is not the thing that I alluded to, but I've been listening to And I think I've talked about it on here, but Fake Friends, Real Doc, or Fake Doctors, Real Friends with Zach Braff and Donald Faison.
Oh yeah,
and they've been, and it's the most downloaded podcast right now going, and it's
I haven't pulled the trigger yet.
And they're reviewing Scrubs, so it made me rewatch Scrubs because each episode is a new episode for them, or they do another episode. And it reminds me of how great that show was and how underrated it was. And by the way, season two was their most watched season. They got as high as 17 million viewers. Man, how TV has changed.
Yeah, that's wild.
Wow.
And they were never the number one show because they followed, in season two, they followed Friends. So they had that bump.
Yeah, but you know, were always on the button.
They had the Hulk Hogan rub.
Well, to put that in wrestling perspective, AEW was the number 5 or 6 rated show on cable on Wednesday night and only had 730,000.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, just to put it in context.
I don't know if you've seen this, but Johnny Bananas has been tweeting it out, but The Challenge is the most watched game show on its night, and it's dominating the ratings right now. And it's a great season.
Well, speaking of The Challenge, Kelly and I just started it last night because YouTube TV has added Viacom channels.
Oh, finally. Look at you.
Yeah, they upped our rate $15 a month, but
yeah, I was gonna say
Viacom channels now, so... That's
awesome. Well, this has been the best season. I will go so far as to say this is my favorite non-CT season because he is in it, but he does not last long. Hmm. So
yeah, we watched that last night.
Yeah, he's got a bad back. He's just got to get his back and get in better shape. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'll twiddle my thumbs. But you
know, we're done with it. I'm excited you can watch it, though.
Speaking of MTV, did either of you see the tweet going around this week of MTV's weekly schedule?
Yeah.
Where it was like 90% ridiculousness.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do they still film that show?
Oh, it's still new.
It's
still new, yeah. They've got new seasons.
Christ.
It's the longest running show they have. Other than, I think there was, TRL had more episodes.
Yeah.
But they're going to take that down. They're going to blow that
TRL
away.
TRL was literally 5 days a week for like 15 years.
And Rob Dyrdek literally takes about a month of the year off and then puts out 20 new episodes. Because again, they can film like 5-6 a day. So in 2 months, they can do 2 years worth of TV.
It's exhausting, though, to be that funny or like that on point.
I've never watched that show.
Oh, we love it.
I
love it.
To me, it's just like every other, what's his name? The other stand-up comedy guy.
It's just Tosh.2.0.
Tosh.0, yeah. It's the same thing. It's the same.
Sort of. Tosh, I mean, none of their jokes are written. And they aren't comedians. So what I like about it, it's probably more akin to what if you and I and Tom were sitting around drinking and watching things like that. It's pretty much that. Tosh is a professional comic and some of his stuff is, you know,
all over the board.
I will say this, though. I want to do, and you'll like this. There is a big, talking about The Challenge, going back to The Challenge, and you can weigh in on this because there is a lot of shows on MTV are getting re-edited and re-released because of racist cast members. Corey from The Challenge and from some other stuff, he's also on another show they have called Team Mom OG.
Okay.
Because his girlfriend had a baby, and so Corey's on it, but he's got a new girlfriend, and they filmed their birth. Their whole birth experience through this quarantine, and it was going to be, and they edited it, and it was going to be an episode. Well, they had to cancel because his girlfriend, who come from another MTV show, had said a lot of racist stuff. So they're gone. That episode's never airing.
Shocking.
There's a show that I absolutely have never watched, and I could tell you I never will, called Siesta Key, and the commercials drive me insane for it. They've edited an entire character out of the season.
Because he's racist?
Because he said, but he was probably the nicest guy on it, according to my oldest daughter, but he said some bad stuff, so he's gone.
Gotta whitewash him.
And then back to The Challenge, Dee, who was last year's female winner, one of the winners, she came out and said some really stupid stuff about how, of course I like black people. If not for them, I wouldn't have lost my virginity.
I mean, that's just a bad joke.
Well, it was a whole series of bad jokes.
She also followed that up with an All Lives Matter.
Yeah, All Lives Matter.
Yeah, you're canceled on that.
She just isn't. And if you watch the show, she's probably the biggest villain, female villain they have. Okay. So they have, and the season's still going, but they have re-edited to where you never hear her voice. You barely see her in the background, And her name is all you'll see on stuff. So there is a drinking game that Johnny Bananas tweeted out is kill your drink every time you see D. On, but so if she wins, it's going to be amazing. But MTV has said we have parted ways with her. By the way, Kansas City native, D is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You don't think that the we watched another show with Bananas recently, Worst Cooks in America.
And he's gone finally. I heard he finally got voted off or lost or whatever.
Yeah, he lost in the final.
Oh, the final. Good for Bananas.
He lost to the bartender on The Bachelor.
Like, that's a show.
That's unfair because he's in the service industry. But he's had some cooking experience.
Now, serious question.
Exactly.
Do you think that MTV films more than one ending of those shows?
Hard to say because I think – because of the quiz show laws, if it's technically a game show, they have to stay. They can manipulate storylines and stuff, but in terms of the game, they can't affect the game or it's illegal. It's a federal crime to do that because they call it a game show.
But that is for people like just standard regular folks. These guys are basically actors, I would say.
Well, if it falls under a game show, and it does,
maybe.
I mean, they can't. And especially because Vegas has odds on
really
so Vegas also has odds on wrestling, but that's a little different.
Yeah.
But see, those are considered prop bets, and that's how they get rid of the way around.
Yeah, and you can only, I think, $50 is the most you can.
Yeah, something like that.
Because what makes me think that is just like you said, D, like with cancel culture. Like if all of a sudden she comes out and drops the N-bomb five times on some podcast, you're like, oh shit, she won, and we've got a whole season we have to scrap now because she's an idiot.
Well, I also think probably they waive the disclaimer before each, but they know how it ends. So maybe they're like, well, this isn't going to fuck us too bad. Where if she does end up winning, I can guarantee they're going to come out with like a 5 minutes before and have a, we at MTV know that we have canceled Parted Ways with D's, but she is a significant part of this episode, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like I mean, that makes sense. I always kind of wondered, like, do they, because I never really believe any, like, reality TV is even remotely reality TV,
Yeah, well, and that's, I think, if there's any non-cynical, wide-eyed optimism in me, it's about the challenge because I've loved the show for so long. But I think your fears are justified.
Yeah. No, I don't watch any of that stuff.
I tell you, before we go into whatever's next on your list, something I'm really excited about, and I know this, Tom, kind of alienates you, although you probably will watch because it's a movie. Man, the Old Guard movie, I tweeted this, looks pretty shot for shot, and dialogue for the comic, which was great.
Yeah, the comic was spectacular. And the first trailer, I was a little, I don't know.
But this net new one
looks really good. Yeah, I really hate Charlize Theron's hair in it, though.
But all the way down to the two guys, and I'm not going to spoil it. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, that one shot where they're...
I'm in.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was good. I'm very much enjoying it. I was a little nervous at first because the director has done some good movies. She did Love and Basketball.
Yeah, we looked at it.
But she didn't do any. She's never done action. But then they showed some fight scenes, and I was like, okay, this is pretty badass.
How about you? Are you too excited? I know I said I will pass it to you, but are you too excited? And being people that have seen it, I think you've seen it live. But are you excited for today, Hamilton on Disney Plus?
That's
I was surprised Bender made it over. I thought he'd have his hand in his pants watching it.
Yeah, we're watching it tonight as a family. It's going to be a family thing.
I'm watching it, but I won't watch it as a family because my family is not in.
No?
No, wow. My girls aren't in. I did hear, I can't remember what black comedian or he was, might even be like an actor that's used to be a rapper or something, said, of course white people love this so much. It's the most white rap you could ever, it's not real.
I mean, Lin-Manuel Miranda's what? Not Philippine. Puerto Rican.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point there. Me and my daughter got into a big discussion about this piece of shit, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's more popular now that he's out.
Didn't he do a song with Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, well, they've done it a couple of times, but his views tripled to like a billion. And his songs, by the way, I don't really like them. But I hate that they're catchy.
I don't know any of them.
Don't look them up. Don't fall down that hole, dude. But here's the thing. He drops N-words left and right.
But he's not black.
His mom was Hispanic, and his dad was Puerto Rican, and he's as Mexican as it looks, you know, in terms of, I mean, are you allowed? I mean, where's the
I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know the rules.
All the cats on his face.
Yeah. I just don't know the rules, you know, but I know, and my daughter, my oldest daughter is the biggest enforcer of that, because I can't be singing along a song and actually let one slip. I listen to a lot of hip hop, old school especially. So I'm getting good at inserting the word ninja in its place.
There you go.
But she is, and she's like, I don't like Tekashi 6ix9ine because he shouldn't be allowed to say this word, and he says it a lot. And I'm like, I'm just glad you don't like him. Yeah. That's not the reason I would have picked, but like, and so we talked about it. I go, I don't know the rule, and Kaylin, it's not for us to decide.
Yeah, I don't disagree with her. I think she's right. That's why apparently, blanket. What the fuck is the late night host guy? Took a break. Jimmy Kimmel.
Because
apparently, like, Fox News got a hold of some video of him singing a Snoop Dogg song, and he doesn't edit himself.
Well, on top of his Karl Malone, on top of everything else, and
the Megan Fox video from like 2012 or something.
That one was odd.
It was odd.
That was very odd.
It wasn't terrible.
Wasn't good being a guy with daughters. Wasn't good.
It wasn't good, but it wasn't.
I know the Karl Malone and the blackface is taboo, but I also know that he is friends with Karl Malone, and comedy was a little different. But
it was.
But the talking about, I mean, essentially in the video, for those that don't know, they're talking about when she was casted in a Michael Bay film.
I think it was Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2, and
she was only 15.
Michael Bay disproved that. He showed pictures. She was not in a bikini and all that stuff, like they said, and he did not put her in that.
I mean,
but Jimmy Kimmel made remarks like, well, everybody would have wanted to see you in
there.
Yeah,
in my head.
Yeah, and she was, you're talking about a 15-year-old girl. That's a little weird.
Yeah, it was a little crass, but I think he was trying to make light of a very uncomfortable situation.
You know what you go is, on that note, let's move on. Yeah. Let's skate right past it.
Yeah, she,
no good comes of that.
No, it doesn't. And she's came out and been very vocal that she felt abused.
Well, she hates Michael Bay. Yeah. They had a falling out years ago.
Showing up in movies that he produces. Like, but I mean, it's been a while. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was the last.
Well, and then she was removed after that one, and then no more Transformers. And she's very vocal that he sucks, and I tend to agree with her, but for way different reasons.
Yeah. No, I think all his movies are overly stylized and sexualized and everything. He's basically a 13-year-old boy.
Hey, I guess also real quick, too, we should shout out. I mean, it's the time of the year for his most probably famous movie, Independence Day, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
What is the greatest 4th of July movies?
Is it Born on 4th of July? I've never watched it.
Good question.
Probably critically, that's probably it. But, man, I don't know.
I can only think.
Wait, what did you say, Bender?
Born on the 4th of July.
Isn't that a Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
He might have not been nominated for an Oscar for that.
He was not.
Alex Stone for sure was.
The one that...
I mean, as far as like in this day and age, movies that get me riled up to be American, I even though Mel Gibson's got a lot of problems, I do like The Patriot.
Is that a 4th of July movie?
It's about Independence Day.
Yeah, but I mean movies that... Well, so here's my thought. And there was movies like...
Born on the 4th of July isn't necessarily about the 4th of July.
You're right.
1968 Democratic Convention and...
My favorite, going by that, and it's because it features a very prominent 4th of July scene in it, I got to go with The Sandlot.
Yeah.
I'll give you that one.
It's just a... I mean, it's just a fun... It's a pretty much a love letter to baseball as a kid, and a little bit of Americana. I mean, a lot of bit of Americana, without throwing it in your face. And that's what I. And plus, it's The Sandlot.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, The Sandlot's one of those few movies from the early '90s that holds up. I mean,
yeah, because it was a period piece.
Yes,
$90.
Period piece helps.
It does absolutely.
When's the last time you watched Mighty Ducks?
A lot of me now.
When's the last time you watched Mighty Ducks, Bender's ass?
2 years ago.
Really?
I still like Mighty Ducks. We've had this conversation on the podcast that you don't like it still. I still like the original Mighty Ducks.
I kick around letting the kids watch it, but I just think it's going to be lost on them. I just don't think they're going to care about it at all.
Probably not.
I made Jeremiah watch The Goonies, and he thought that was pretty good.
Kids like The Goonies.
Princess Bride is on Disney Plus, and I want to watch it with the kids, but I don't think Vera's there yet.
We did a shotgun of a bunch of old movies, but speaking of, two things. One, talking about movies, I just saw it this morning that still in production, and they said it's greenlit and probably going to happen. Half-Baked 2 with the original cast.
Really?
Yeah. What,
everybody's still alive from that?
Yeah.
And Chappelle needs money that bad?
No, he doesn't.
That's the thing. I don't think he does.
I don't think he does, but I think he wrote the script, and he likes the script. So
Jim Brewer maybe needs money that bad?
He's still a pretty successful stand-up. Jim Brewer at one time was the highest-paid stand-up comic when he went around the country opening for Metallica.
He was
making mega millions doing that. But the other thing I was going to say, speaking of Disney, this past week we officially canceled our August Disney trip. I just don't trust.
No, I don't blame you.
I don't trust the experience I'll get out for the amount of money I'm putting in.
No, yeah, I definitely would too.
We, on a side note and an equally odd note, we were looking at Vegas.
Really?
And the girls are looking not to gamble, but to go to like New York, which has everything like a carnival. Or, I'm sorry, like a roller coaster and an arcade and all these things inside.
And that's where I stayed when I went, was New York.
Yeah, and then, like, to do our excursion or to go outside the casino thing was going to, our hotel thing was going to be like a doom buggy ride or a four-wheeler ride. But even now, we're thinking of waiting to book that because prices aren't going up anytime soon. And Nevada is leading the charge at triple the rate.
Yeah. Well, they don't. Yeah, their governor was kind of a dummy. We were kicking around doing some stuff. We ended up settling on Table Rock Lake at getting a hotel condo.
It seems to be the safest bet to order buy a B&B or an Airbnb by yourself. And we may end up doing that and just like renting a boat.
That's what we're doing.
But see, that's not a vacation for Kaylin because every weekend she goes to her dad's to Goose Creek and gets on a boat.
Yeah.
So. That's true. Yeah. Maybe jet skis. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. I mean,
go parasailing.
And it may be one of those years where we don't have a monster vacation, but we got to do something before our if school starts back.
Yeah, me and the wife are going to, because our 10-year anniversary is August, we're going to go down to Four Seasons at the lake and just hang out there for 2 days.
Four Seasons at
Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah. Not what you would call the Four Seasons. But it's still something.
In the name, and it's better than something. Doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. What a kick in the nuts to your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, I mean, the plan was to go to like Cancun or we were kicking around the Florida Keys, but
last year was our 10th anniversary, and it was kicked in the nuts by a volleyball and a soccer tournament on the same weekend. So. Yeah.
Do either one of you guys watch Uncut Gems on Netflix?
I have not yet.
I have.
What'd you think?
3.5 out of 5.
I think so too.
That's a solid rating, though.
Did it make your stomach hurt the whole time?
No, I mean, I guess my big takeaway from, well, first off, it's an interesting movie because it was very critically acclaimed. But I would say most of my friends who watched it said they hated it.
Yeah, mine too.
I would say Adam Sandler did not deserve an Oscar for it. He wasn't that good.
I don't think he was either. I think he was very good. But I don't think the movie was just... I thought the movie was pretty good.
So I haven't seen it at all. But I want to ask you guys this. And judging just by the trailers, I know you just both said that he didn't deserve the Oscar, but he did a good job. Do you think that it was too close to Adam Sandler pulling off a John Turturro impersonation?
No.
Very, very interesting question.
Because all the trailers, it looks like a character that Turturro has done, and done well in movies, Miller's Crossing, and other things like.
You've seen John Turturro though. John Turturro, even when he plays Jesus, there's an edge to him.
There's a
little bit of like scariness. With Sandler, he's just such a pathetic fucking character in the whole movie. Like,
yeah. He's just a wiener, like the whole time.
Oh, okay.
It happens. You don't feel an instant. At least I didn't. I don't feel any empathy for him.
No.
Or sympathy.
No.
And I think the problem with the movie. A movie like that with a quote-unquote anti-hero, you want to feel at least a little sorry for, but he doesn't do anything that makes you...
No, he's an unredeemable character.
Invest in him.
And everybody around him is terrible.
I think it's irredeemable.
Irredeemable, yeah.
I think un still works.
Yeah. But everybody around him is terrible. Like, what made my stomach hurt, like, the whole time I was watching is I think they did a spectacular job with the score. Like, the score just keeps the movie moving along. But it's just the plethora of bad decisions that he makes throughout the entire movie and just keeps digging himself into a hole and a hole. And you're waiting for that moment, like it's not in any real spoiler. You're waiting for him to, like, redeem himself or, like, turn things around, and he just never does, which I guess that's is like more realistic.
That's like Blow.
Yeah.
With Johnny Depp. That guy, you know, like...
But he kind of does, though.
Johnny Depp's character?
I mean, he did. He had, like, a... At least he had a moral arc that he was bending towards with his children. This guy's just a terrible person. Yeah,
but that was the point of the movie. In spite of having the children, he still did awful. I mean, it was just like, and he was a smart guy, and every scene you were like, oh, don't do that.
But he got burned for, he made one last run for his daughter.
Yeah.
This guy's just, everything he did was strictly for himself.
Yeah.
And it's just.
I'll watch it. We'll watch it.
It was good, but I think going back to the Oscar thing with Adam Sandler, he set the bar so low for himself that any, like, actual acting, like, sets him up a little bit higher. Like, I thought he did a better job in, like, Spanglish.
Oh, Spanglish is a great movie. Punch Drunk Love, he got a lot of critical acclaim, but I think
did not like Punch Drunk Love.
I think Spanglish is his best acted movie. Too,
because he's actually showing empathy.
Sandler can act. People who really know his career wouldn't argue that. I think the problem with Sandler is he's not funny anymore.
And he just doesn't care. He
did a lot of bad comedies in the last decade. Funny movie, 50 First Dates or whatever the hell.
Yeah, I don't even know that he's not funny anymore. I think that he's very much interested in putting a lot of his buddies in film.
Which I think is pretty admirable.
Yeah, and this Netflix deal has allowed him to do that, but he still has to do his own movie, so he just puts one out as quick as he can.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, his Saturday Night Live appearance last year was fine, but it wasn't... I mean, it's still...
Yeah, that's his comedy.
The Chris Farley song... I teared up. Yeah, listening to that.
So that proves he can be brilliant. He just needs the right motivation.
And that movie,
I think with Adam Sandler, it's just that he obviously is a talented person, and he's kind of left that. I don't even really consider him a comedian anymore.
I just don't think he cares. I think he genuinely just wants to put his buddies on TV and get everybody around him paid.
It could also be a instance where he's always had very sophomoric humor, going all the way back to Billy Madison.
Yeah,
he's not a sophomoric guy anymore. He is an old man now.
And he's a dad now.
So maybe it's time for him to kind of evaluate and adjust, kind of like Bill Murray did all those years ago. It better than anybody to kind of adjust what he was.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
A lot of things. I mean, first off, I agree with you, Bender, and from what you hear, Adam Sandler is a genuinely really good person.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone that knows him says he's the best guy.
And he signed that huge-ass Netflix deal, so he's made in the shade.
Yeah.
And so now I think he's branching out because he's maybe realized that, well, I can't do Billy Madison anymore. It's sad when, like Jeremy was saying, it's a 50-year-old guy still doing that sophomore humor.
Yeah.
So now he's trying new things, and he is a good actor. I agree, too, what you're saying, that the bar was so low. That's why maybe people are giving him more credit than they were due. But that's not really fair to Adam Sandler, either, because they're judging him off, like, Jack and Jill and some other
awful movies. Maybe
he's been a good actor.
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Love, Spanglish, and what's the one where he thought he had cancer and it turned out he didn't?
Oh, that was a Judd Apatow movie.
Funny
People. I did not like that movie.
But he did a good job.
I liked it all the way up until he got better. And then it was awful. But all the way up until then, it was really good.
But he did a good job in that movie of playing a spoiled
rich playing guy. Playing the asshole version of Adam Sandler.
Yeah, and like forgetting where he came from type thing.
It could be also, like we were talking too, that maybe he needs to not necessarily choose better parts, but, you know, rely on other people's writing right now to act and to be funny.
I just, I, I thought Uncut Gems, I'm just going to go out and say I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was as Oscar-worthy as it was. I think he did a good job. It was just one of those movies that, like, the ending comes so abruptly, you're like, damn, there was no real arc or bend to this. And I'm like, I guess that's pretty realistic, to be honest with you, that sometimes people are just shitty people and things end.
You hate
to... Well, speaking of Netflix movies, The Bloods.
The Five Bloods, yeah.
What'd you think of that? I'm halfway through it.
Missy and I are going to watch it. We just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet.
So you were the one who posted the rating on that?
Yeah, it was him.
Okay, I thought that was you.
You could see it on there. It tells you who posted.
I didn't. Don't read. And that was like 3 weeks ago.
You might watch that again.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out. It's gotten great reviews, and I think, I can't remember who it was. It was, Stephen King. In light of everything that's going on, he tweeted, for anyone that wants to understand problems, watch this Spike Lee movie. He goes, it's quietly one of his best.
It's very good. And
yeah, I would say so. I mean, I haven't watched a whole lot of Spike. I think it's only the fourth movie maybe I've watched of his, Do the Right Thing, Son of Sam, and then his other real famous one.
Did you not watch Black Klansman?
I've never watched Do the Right Thing.
Oh, Black Klansman's unbelievably good. And you're an Adam Driver guy, right? Like, we like Adam Driver.
He's very talented.
You got to watch that movie. And plus, talking about royalty following royalty, Denzel Washington's son's about to be a star, and now that they're showing more trailers, I can't wait to watch Tenet.
Yeah. Is it Tenet or Tenet?
They say Tenet in the trailer. Yeah.
Okay. I listened to these Australian guys, and they pronounce it Tenet, so I think it's Tenet now. Anyways, Black Klansman is spectacular. You should watch it. If you have HBO still, it's on there. The thing I like about The Five Bloods, I haven't finished it, like I said. I was really tired and had a couple cocktails when I started it. But when they do flashbacks to Chadwick Boseman and the other guys around him are still their same age. Like, they're still old guys.
Yeah. Oh, don't ruin
that. I like that.
I know, but that...
I think it's really cool.
I wish you wouldn't have ruined that, because that's awesome.
I'm sorry. But I think it's really cool, and I think it's a good... Like, when you're putting yourself back into a memory, like, you're not going to remember yourself as being a child, you know, or a younger person.
Now, did
you... The most distracting part of the movie for me, though, and I like him as an actor, don't get me wrong, but Chadwick Boseman was trying to do the Nicolas Cage thing where he was going in and out of his British accent.
Yeah.
And I did, like, halfway through the movie, just like, ah, fuck it, I'm just going to do my regular voice.
Now...
He's trying to talk like a... American, like, I won't even say, like, American accent. It's like maybe like a Chicago or Detroit kind of like accent. And like he goes in and out, and then halfway through the movie, did you notice that too, Bender? Like,
no,
Missy will lock in on that because accents are a problem for her, so she will point that out when we do watch it.
Well, and usually the British are so good at nailing the American accent, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't happen.
Colin Farrell has a trouble with that too. What was that? Michael Mann. Miami Vice. He had a real hard time in Miami Vice.
Maybe
trying to be American.
Maybe because the script sucked so fucking bad, he gave up on it. Did you? No, you're not necessarily. I'm kind of equating it to us. I know I've shouted from the mountaintops how great the show was, but did I can't remember. Did either of you watch Fleabag?
No, it's on my list.
There's a thing in that show that I think is the most clever thing I've ever seen in the second season in terms of choices on, like, kind of like your memory flashback thing. I'm not going to say it because I'm a better person than you, Bender, if you remembered, when you see that, you're going to be like, oh, this is the equivalent of me ruining the flashback. Yeah, I only mean in terms of movies. So.
Yeah. I got you.
But the trailer looked great. I really want to watch it. There's a lot of, like I said, man, I wish I could remember everything that I've watched, right? Because I feel like I've watched one or two movies that we wanted to talk about, but I couldn't recall them. Sitting down to talk about it, I couldn't recall them.
So the only two movies that I've watched that I did kind of want to talk about, But I don't want to give a whole lot of time to The Joker. I thought it was just meh.
I thought it was a above average movie with an exceptional performance by its
character. I thought Joaquin Phoenix was very good, and I thought Robert De Niro was spectacular.
For when he was on, for sure.
For when he was on. But I just, as a whole, I was like,
did you hear that they're going to make another one, a sequel? But
they're going to say that his character was the inspiration for what will be the real Joker in the DC universe when they finally get to it. Yeah. Just start all over.
Yeah.
Just start all over. Ben Affleck, by the way, in recent news, signed a deal with HBO to be Batman.
Really?
In like a DC multiverse thing that they're doing.
So Michael Keaton also is supposed to be doing
a Batman. Yes.
And what Warner Brothers is probably going to do, Flashpoint?
I don't know what we're going to... Well, they alluded to that in JLA, in their or in Dawn of... Or Superman versus Batman or whatever.
Okay. One of those terrible
But, yeah, so it's interesting what they're doing. I'll tell you what. The internets have been clamoring for a Batman Beyond film with Michael Keaton as the original Batman
for
a long time.
The only thing is... The only thing about Michael Keaton is that since Michael Keaton was Batman and, you know, Val Kilmer and everybody else... Like, superheroes now are massive. And Michael Keaton was just like a normal-sized guy.
Well, you say that, though, but for The Vulture, and even before that, for his movie Birdman, which if you guys have never watched that, it's a fucking great movie. He got ripped for an old guy.
Yeah.
And if you're playing old retired Batman,
yeah,
you could be fine. You can make it work out.
And they could pan the camera down to make him look taller.
Yeah, yeah. They make Vin Diesel look the exact same size as The Rock in all those Fast and Furious movies.
What's Vin Diesel, like 5'2"?
No, he's actually not too much shorter than The Rock, but he's massively undersized compared to The Rock.
Rachel bought me some like white t-shirts. And I put one on to go out the other day.
You were Vin Diesel?
And I was like, I can't do this. I can't just wear like a white V-neck t-shirt because I feel like I'm trying to be that Vin Diesel guy.
He wore his bracelet that said WWVDD. What would Vin Diesel do?
And all of a sudden I started talking like, and shaved my head for a minute.
Every time someone said, hey, what would you like to eat? I'll have a beer. It's about family.
Family.
What was the other movie you wanted to give time to? Or the
A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Did you watch that?
I did not.
I cried maybe once or twice.
I heard, again, another spectacular performance, but I heard from some reliable critics that it drags on.
It's long, but it's not really about Mr. Rogers. It's about the reporter who's reporting on Mr. Rogers, and it's...
Played by Matthew Reese, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, yep.
And it's very good. He's a very broken and damaged person. And
Mr. Rogers swoops in and fixes him like he does everyone.
Yeah, but it's just so, like, there's a couple scenes where Mr. Rogers does, like, almost nothing. And you're just like, oh, my God, he's so great.
Yeah. There's a new Tom Hanks, based on real life, submarine movie
on the Apple
Plus soon, and I'm about.
It's not a submarine movie.
He's an admiral or a naval captain, something.
Yeah, I forget what the movie's called, but I researched it because I love World War II shit.
Me too.
He basically is in charge of the first convoy that went from the U.S. to England. So he's in charge of the destroyers protecting the cargo ship. So he's avoiding the U-boats, avoiding the submarines.
I can't wait. Me and Missy are excited about watching that, and our TV just updated in time to include the Apple app on the TV, so I can now, you know,
use it.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's the thing I hate. Like, I'm excited about it too. I went to that's going to be the first thing I actually pull the trigger on an Apple TV is that movie, and then I'll probably watch that
Beastie Boys documentary. You got to watch it.
And then the other Mythic Quest.
Yeah, it's worth watching. That's of all the subpar TV shows that all the streaming services put out, that's at the top of the list in terms of goodness.
Yeah, but speaking of TVs and the updated apps, I really hate the smart TV thing. Like, I hate how unreliable, like, the updating and stuff. The only one that I think is any good is the Roku one, does pretty well.
I don't ever have an issue with any of mine.
How old are they?
Well, so my TV is super old. The smart TV and the when I bought it, it was one of the top four smart TVs you could get in terms of processor speed. And the only problem it has is how new, like, it won't handle some of the new apps. But they did just fix it for the Apple app. But my Fire Sticks work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I always end up having to buy like a Fire Stick or a Roku. Like, I bought an LG TV not too long ago, and the interface and the internet card are just really, really shitty.
Well, that's why I researched the shit out of it, and that's 4K was out when I bought my TV, and everybody that I talked to the Best Buy guy, and I talked to some guy at I can't remember where else it was, and he was like, "Listen, you could buy 4K,
but for the same price, which was roughly $1,800, how much when that was new, yeah. which is super expensive for yeah. TV. He goes, you could get the absolute top of your processing speed, your everything for that, yeah. for a 1080 whatever. And I'm like,
and nothing is even in 4K.
Yeah, nothing streaming is in 4K. Yeah. So unless you have like the Apple TV box or
which is
the
$1,000
or the Sony box, yeah, stupid yeah. things. So and barely anything you. And the final thing for me was the fact that until their 5K becomes a thing, sports will never be in 4K. Yeah. They can't stream sports in the highest resolution because they're too fast yeah. and live. So I'm like, well, then fuck it. You know,
I've actually started watching sports again. Oh, I've been watching Premier League soccer again.
Oh, it's been so fun.
Yeah, been man, fun. Tottenham still sucks though.
What do you guys think? Well, first off, we'll in the throw it to Missy segment, which she's upstairs. I think just got back. Let's see if Tom had anything else to talk about today.
He is talking to me about it earlier.
Yes.
This is going super smooth.
Well, yeah, it's good to have sports back. Sports I care about. Liverpool finally. After 3 or 4 months delay, is the champions of the English Premier League for the first time ever. First time they've been top flight champs since 1990. So that's pretty.
Did they
cool.
win yesterday? They were losing when I walked by the game.
They lost like 4-0.
Yeah, it was 1-0 when I went upstairs.
On our universal scale of Untapped grading, out of 5, Klopp's dance.
What's that? The last dance?
No, Klopp's dance when they got the trophy in the locker room. If you've not seen it, have you not seen it?
Oh, Klopp is.
His dance was on point, man. All the whitest guy dance ever, but it was so enjoyable.
If Klopp started a religion, I'd probably.
He is awesome. He's
he is just.
Well, he alone has made me come over to your side of things when it comes to that. I think I don't root for a team. I root for Klopp.
Mm-hmm.
I root for Pulisic. Okay. I root yeah. for what's that that German wonder kid that is just got called up before COVID. I have to look him up. Might not be German. Know. He's in the Dortmund league though. I can't think of his name.
I don't ever really watch Premier League.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll look him up. He's unbelievable. So he's kind of like a well. Anyway,
he's
I
black.
Huh? No, he's white. He's white as Harry Kane. So
yeah.
But
Harry Kane got robbed yesterday. But it doesn't matter because they still lost like 3-0.
What about of all the things? So MLB is coming back ish.
Yep.
I mean, some stars may not play. We don't know what's gonna happen. I sent out a thing about what Oakland is doing, which I think is the best thing I've seen so far.
That actually started in the Premier League.
The Nipper.
Or the German Bundesliga.
Oh,
or
did
whatever.
They pay?
Yeah, I think it was the German soccer league did that first.
Now, if a ball hits you, do you get the ball?
I don't know about that.
So what Oakland's doing is $89 to get your picture yeah. in the, or $129, and if a foul ball hits it in the foul ball section, they mail you that ball.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I think it's hell, man. Bill Veer would be proud.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. No, that's no doubt.
Are you going to put yourself out there?
On the thing?
Yeah, are you gonna have a printout of yourself?
If the Cardinals did it, I would do it.
Really?
Because here's the thing.
I would not.
It's a weird world we're in.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get to go to games. NFL is working on a airtight legal form that people will have to sign and they can go to the games. And they're going to adhere to some kind of scaled down,
yeah.
You know.
Every 3 seats.
Yeah, thing. Something like that. But for the sports that aren't doing it, basketball, hockey, baseball.
That's because they don't have outdoor arenas.
But we're not going to get to go see it. Well, baseball yeah. does.
Well, baseball does.
But we're not going to go get to see these. And you know what? I've spent $130 and $89 on dumber things. I went yesterday to the store to buy enough booze and food for today and tomorrow, and it was $300.
Yeah.
I would much rather spend $90 than on
now,
$300.
Is it $90 for one game?
No, they stay in there for all their home games. They're staying up there, yeah.
I thought it was just one game.
No, they talked about that, and they had to clarify it because they were like, that would be too much printing. Hey, look at this.
Hey.
Look at that one.
About it.
You going to do it, Tom?
Fuck no, that's stupid.
Real quick. It is stupid, Tom, but we're dealing with the dumbest and stupidest and most insane world we've ever lived in. So to me, you know, it's right along with the status quo. Of
what I will say, I will say that I was watching. I watched Channel 4 News in the morning because I think I don't even know her name. The newscaster's super hot on there, the brunette one, and it pisses off Rachel. It's a lot of fun. Anyways,
you are so ignorant.
Hey, the flop was on the podcast. Yay!
But they were saying, they were talking about that yesterday on Channel 4, and the one lady goes, "My grandfather was like a diehard Cardinals fan, and he died 10 years ago or whatever, so I'm thinking about sending a picture of him in so that I could see him at the game, like if they flash it." I was like, oh, that's pretty
neat. Have the Cardinals announced they're doing it?
I think, I haven't seen that. They said if the Cardinals did she would do that. And I was like, oh, that's pretty neat to, like, if you had, like, a diehard parent or grandparent.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's like praying... You know, tribute to someone you love. Yeah, that's
what's cool is if you could figure out a way where you could put a camera on those cardboard cutouts, and then you could zoom in and you would do your camera at the game.
Yeah, like get your own feed or whatever. From the fans,
I fully expect private things like that to happen with Zoom and with all the technology we have. I'm sure at some point I could see someone whose stadium is a little more technically advanced, like Anaheim, Los Angeles Angels, who have a pretty fancy stadium, and I could see where
Angels Stadium's like 25 years old.
Is it? Shit. Who am I thinking of? The
Dodgers? Is the Dodgers new?
No, Chavez Ravines. It's a super. Maybe I'm thinking of the San Francisco 49ers' new ballpark is super.
Yeah, no,
Less than 3 years old.
Yeah,
and maybe, I think the Rams is brand new too, right? Is it even done?
It's not done. Yeah, it's not done. But like, I could see where they would like put something where you could do that. You could pay to feel like, now that will be a per game price, and I could see that being $60 to $75, and that
per
would be
game would be a lot.
That would
$5
be
$5. I think people do it.
Yeah, but I think that sports have a bit of conceit that they don't. You know, they're kind of dumb. I guess you know one thing I did see.
Oh, you guys heard about the big news today?
What's that?
No, what's that? Oh, the Redskins.
Yeah. Redskins are
contemplating it, which means it's going to happen.
It's happened.
I think it'll happen. I
think they should be the Washington Native Savages. Maybe they should change their name to that or something like that.
They put out a couple of names like quite a few years ago, and some of them were pretty cool. I don't remember any of them off the top of my head, but they look pretty decent. They didn't change the colors.
I saw was not bad. It was the Washington Red Tails based off the Tuscanian Airmen.
Not a bad one. Not a bad one. I'm to the point in my life.
That's going to piss off the racists, though.
I'm to the point where I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
There was a petition to change the name of the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
That would anger
sign
me.
That?
No. That would anger me to be different than the St. Louis Cardinals. If the San Francisco 49ers changed its name, it would bother me. If the Washington Redskins, a team, and not just because I'm not a fan, but has essentially moderated into the or swam in the pool of irrelevancy for so long, who gives a fuck?
Also, their name is technically a slur.
Yeah, Redskins is a bad of all of them. Redskins is a bad one. I mean, SEMO changed its name to the Redhawks years and years ago, and they were just the Indians.
Yeah,
you know.
Tom and I were on a different text stream with some buddies that we used to work with, and our buddies Andy said, "Oh, the Blackhawks will be next," and I was like, "That's an easy one. Like, I could see them just slowly fading out the Indian and just replacing it with an actual Blackhawk."
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah.
And I Googled it because I wanted to know if it was a real bird. It's a real bird, and it's cool. Super cool looking.
Yeah, so there you go. Super cool.
It'll be easy. Like it'll be a badass looking bird.
I do. So I went off on Facebook about, and it's a different thing, but I do want to draw a comparison to it to the Redskins. So the Redskins, you are right, John. Technically, it is in fact a racial slur.
Yeah.
So I have no problem with them changing it, but like I got mad because Dungeons and Dragons. And Wizards of the Coast.
Oh, that not real.
Well, first they announced that they were going to redo and add a little bit of diversity to the race system in there. Like,
that's okay.
They don't want orcs to be, because the current way it is, orcs have always been bad. Drow have always been bad.
But those aren't real people. Who cares about that?
And so Community, they're talking about pulling episodes of Community from streaming services because Chang, an Asian character, dresses up like a drow, which is a dark elf, which is a black elf, and they're saying it's blackface. One, it is in fact not blackface. Yeah. He had a white wig and he had pointed ears. It's elf face.
Yeah.
And I am still to this day losing my shit on that because And a lot of people with the whole Wizards of the Coast article said they're doing the change because they're too closely represented some of the real races in the United States and the diversity and the problems that they face. Bullshit.
Yeah.
They're fucking orcs. They're orcs. They have tusks that come up out of their mouth. Yeah. They hunt humans, elves, and dragons. It has nothing to do with reality. So quit forcing real-world problems into fantasy-based settings. Because I'm telling you, video games, which have long skirted around the whole Gamergate and the female thing, and there's a great article on what happened to The Last of Us Part 2, they're next. They're going to be as... Let's just paint everyone gray and, and fake stuff and just call her good.
Well, that's what... what's his name? And Peter Jackson did in King Kong. He made that tribal race like gray-skinned people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty interesting at the time. Like a whole new...
Yeah,
genre of people.
Yeah, they're not black, they're not white, they're gray. They're shades of gray.
Speaking of The Last of Us, I listened to this podcast and I'm going to play it, but apparently there's a scene where they make you murder a pregnant woman.
Holy cow.
Oh, that's hard. Well,
did you see what the controversy on Last of Us is?
Uh-uh.
So it got a massively great reviews by the critics. But if you go and look at any game website that has an aggregate score that takes into the fans' choice, it's very low. And because all the Gamergate guys got together and gave it no stars because it's a female lead, and they changed.
What's the term for that, Jeremy? There's a term, a specific term for that, right?
For Gamergate,
when you have all the nerds go in there and like down review.
Yeah, there is. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what the trolling or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what it is. But
I mean, they did the same thing for like Wonder Woman. They did the same thing for Captain Marvel.
Yeah, exactly.
Suicide Squad. They've done the Harley Quinn
Emancipation
movie
of Harley Quinn. Yeah,
that they did the same thing for that one.
Yeah, they it which is
it's all these incel dudes. You need to just buy.
Yeah, well, and what it is, and well, so for those, and we'll give a quick refresher for what Gamergate is. Gamergate was essentially a bunch of guys that felt like the gaming community was forcing female creators and leads, and it was all this stuff. So they started doxing every female that was a part of it.
Technically, started as was a female gamer and vlogger or blogger writing her boyfriend that she broke up with. Doxed her, like put out like pictures of her and shit, and she went off, and then she couldn't even get online and play games anymore because like these other like dude just started bothering.
Incel guys. Yeah, incel guys. It got so far as where Felicia Day was doxxed. Yeah, any girl that was in the gaming community was doxxed. And that's what it turned into. It turned into an anti-female gaming culture.
Yeah.
I mean, just dumb. Just dumb.
Just buy a hooker, man. Like,
oh, that's exactly it. Again, and you talk about, we've talked about on this podcast before, too, you talk about the smallest minority of people being the loudest. Unfortunately, they also to be the most technologically savvy. That was the problem.
They got nothing else to do.
Yeah, what else? Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. That whole non-real fake fantasy race thing is really stupid. So, like, we have bigger problems. Like, you are literally hunting for things to do. But Jersey Mike's, the sub sandwich place, fixed racism. They changed their BLT to the BLM because Black Lives Matter. That was their exact
tweet. For real?
That was their tweet.
For real?
That was their tweet.
Did you see? That is all. I kind of dig Jersey Mike's. Good sandwiches.
Jersey Mike's is very good.
But that's a little much.
Oh, that was a little tone deaf, bro.
Did you see the girl, Lily, I can't think of her name, Lily
Tomlin?
Mansplainer? Manhester or Mannheim or something like that. I can't think of her nearly. It's Lily or Hammerstein. Lily Hammerstein.
Okay.
She's the actress.
Way off.
She plays the actress on Riverdale that is Betty. Veronica. She played Betty. Both are super hot.
Never watched.
She posted a side boob nude pic of her on the beach, you know, covering up everything with her convenient pose. Mm-hmm. It says, "Now that you've looked at my side boob, maybe pay attention to the fact that that Breonna Taylor's murderers are still not arrested."
And I kind of like that one.
It went completely the other way for her. Everybody was like, way to make it about you. Like, I get what she was doing, and I feel like it's like those old school ads. Sex, now that I have your attention.
Yeah.
It just didn't go over
but
well.
But she wasn't really selling anything.
No, people hate.
Yeah. But I mean, like, Jersey Mike's is like, let's cash in on this and give people a buy our sandwiches.
I want a BLM. We got anything else, or should we throw it to Missy and then start wrapping up?
Well, I mean, we talk about baseball coming back. Hockey, I believe, comes back August 1st.
Now, where's hockey doing their thing?
Are they still doing the four-city thing?
I decided the other day, Edmonton and Toronto.
Just two cities?
Canada. They're Canadian, yeah. Ended up.
Everybody, I mean, wants to go to Edmonton.
And the Blues have they're one of the top seeds. Nobody wants to be in America.
Yeah, the Blues will play a round robin where they'll play the Knights, the Stars, and Avalanche. And
how do you feel about that?
Seated as such. So, hey, it's something.
Yeah, it's something.
Now, I'm not a sports guy like you guys, everybody knows, but
sports ball.
Yeah, I like the sport puck thing, the pucky stick game. Are they doing like a Stanley Cup? Like, is it if you win this, do you get the Stanley Cup, or is this
it's a championship?
Well, here's the interesting thing of hockey, because hockey is just run by a bunch of fucking morons. So they had the
Canadians
draft lottery the other night. And 24 teams will be in the playoffs this year. And the team that won the first pick is technically in the playoffs. So the Blues don't qualify, but it's teams 9 through 24 do.
Right.
So in theory, you can win the Stanley Cup final and also
have the number one pick.
The first pick overall.
That's all silly.
Which is, I believe,
NBA does that too with the lottery. You have weighted. And there's also things with the NBA, like frozen cards and things like that. Yeah. But
they had it where I believe the NBA, the draft is after the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, so it's like a month after. So
the final, and you're the mystery team. Well, what they're afraid of is some teams, since it's 1 through 24, you know, like I'll give you an example, the Blackhawks, we're not a good team by any means. Do they just go ahead
name.
And tank? Because you have to lose. Here's the caveat. You have to lose that first round.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So so teams that have no chance can tank officially, and probably the first time. I mean, they've always accused NBA teams of tanking and stuff like that, and NFL teams.
Yeah, I was going to say the NFL does that.
It's the most tangible evidence that tanking will help you that we've ever seen.
So baseball's the worst. I mean, at least.
You said baseball?
I think baseball is the worst tanking. I mean, look at the Astros. They lost 100 games for 3 years in a row. And, yes, they ended up winning a World Series with some questionable tactics. But
didn't they just get in trouble with cheating?
Baseball, that's what he's talking about. Is the worst sport when your team sucks.
Well, I think it's different, though. I think when the sports that we talked about, the NHL, the NFL, the NBA, you tank to get talent. And in baseball, yes, you can tank to get talent. But it's more like we don't have to spend a lot of money and we can maximize profits because of the way things are.
The big difference is in the NBA and the NFL, if you tank, you get that tangible asset the next year.
Yeah, yeah. The MLB, you don't know. It could be 6 years.
That was going to be my next question. So when this NHL thing kicks off, they've already had their draft, you said?
No. Well, they will have known.
Okay, well, kind of a couple different things. So there's dumping in the NHL. Or tanking, and the Red Wings were the worst team in the modern era. They were horrible this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost the lottery, so they are picking fourth. Mm. The Red Wings fans are red hot.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Third teams have already been picked, but the one spot is a mystery team.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's dumb.
So yeah, that's silly. Yeah. And there's caveats too, because just like the NBA, there's protected picks. So
yeah.
There's teams that can.
I don't know if you guys saw this. The good news is, though, the San Diego Padres in Major League Baseball, for the first time since 2011, will not lose 80 games.
Mm. Good for them.
Because it's only a 60 game season.
Is that a meme?
Yeah, I saw that. Well, listen,
not, you should make it.
The Padres are actually good again, aren't they?
They
I don't know. I used to know so much about baseball. I don't know.
They've been a team with talent the last couple years, but still end up losing 80 games. I mean, baseball's a hard. I mean, it's the grind, the length. You're going to see in baseball some
the
really
fact that it's boring.
You're going to see some really inflated like the amount of strikeouts per nine innings from some pitchers because they don't have to play the long ball. You know, hold out for the long haul, and you're going to see a lot more guys, I think, running because they don't have to worry about things. We're going to see weird numbers. I mean, it'd be fun if someone hits 30 home runs in a 60-game season, you better test them.
I mean, there's a lot of talent that's backing out.
Do we want to cover wrestling's Me Too movement real quick, or do we want to
go ahead and talk about it?
Ben, are you familiar with this at all?
I am not, but I'm intrigued.
So
you know, I'm a liberal warrior.
Has basically had their equivalent of Me Too. Kind of. Do you know what the hashtag is off the top of your head? Say something, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Speak up or say something. Or
come on, It's mainly contained to British wrestling. And basically the same as in the acting business and other things where there's a lot of abuse, both sexual and physical and emotional, going on from mostly men wrestlers to female wrestlers. No real big names have been caught up in this.
It's hashtag speaking out.
That's it, speaking out.
Yeah, thank you. The biggest ones would be, and Jeremy can agree or disagree, I would say are Matt Riddle, Joey Ryan, and Marty Scurll.
Yeah.
Are these the accused or the ones speaking out?
They're the accused.
The ones that are accused.
And Matt Riddle is probably one of the four.
Matt Riddle's not British either.
He's one of the three or four biggest prospects. He came over from MMA where he was very successful but kept failing weed tests before the rules changed.
So he's a deadbeat already.
But he's the king of bros, and he has the Broplex and all these things. Wrestles barefoot. There's a lot I like about him that's very Von Erich-ish. Very charismatic. Started a beef with Brock Lesnar. And by the way, in real life, I don't know that Brock Lesnar would run him over, because Matt Riddle was a very good mixed martial artist.
It says here, WWE claimed it was merely looking into the allegations against Riddle, Delvin, but fired Jack Gallagher.
Yeah, there's been some issues.
Yeah, Jack Gallagher was a jobber.
But anyway, yeah, it's hitting very well. There's been a little bit of smoke, too, about Impact with Blanchard. What's her name?
This is according to...
She got fired.
She was fired, and they said it was because her contract was coming up and she wasn't going to resign, but also there was some backstage smoke about her being sexist as well and keeping other women down and things like that. So it's very... By the way, she's so in shape and she's so smoking hot to me. It's ridiculous.
I am shocked though that Joey Ryan is caught up in this. I mean, who would have thought that somebody would be accused of sexual assault who's made people grab his dick for the last 5 years?
Right, that's his move. People grab his dick and he throws them around with his dick.
Nice. It says here Joey Ryan accused of no less than 12 different women of sexual assault and abuse.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to cover real quick with that too is AEW's one of their bigger up and coming stars, Sammy Guevara.
Oh yeah,
I just read this what he said. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I guess it comes down to though, and I have no problem with being suspended. I'm glad he didn't lose his job
because he's young, also stupid, and stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
should give you a second chance.
Culture, like, how far do we go back? I mean. We have almost, 200 episodes of this show now? Over 200.
Yeah, well over 200. You count the pandemics.
Do we have to worry about ourselves at some point about
Yes and no.
If I ever get my shit together and actually run for office,
Bender ever runs for a political position, yes. But in terms of what we do and the fact that I'm always going to make this show, people can eat my ass if they want to hold me accountable. I don't give a shit.
Damn it, that's going to get taken out of context.
Yeah, Bohannon loves his ass to be eaten. Wife, should we concern for wife?
Because that shit is hairy.
Or ass eaten.
It's a weird world, and maybe you and I need to do an episode where we go back more into wrestling again and get deeper into it.
To put, I guess, like a bow on it or a pin on it, I think there's a solid difference between saying something stupid and doing something disgusting. And a lot, like that Sammy guy who said, I want to, rape whoever, whatever, that's, maybe he said it, maybe he was trying to impress some other older wrestlers or whatever, and it's insensitive and dumb.
It was a joke, and it was stupid.
It was a dumb, insensitive joke. I think he needs to be canceled or lose his job over something gross and stupid like that? No. Should he apologize or, do some public outreach or whatever? Yes, but all the other guys that have done things, if they amount to something.
Also, we talked about how comedy has changed, and Tom and I, who both watch a lot of backstage stuff, behind the scenes about wrestling, you talk about a world that has been vastly protected and different over the years, and we're just now allowing access. Trust me, there's locker rooms in sports, and then there's locker rooms in pro wrestling, has sexism and sexual assault and things of that nature happened in pro wrestling? Absolutely.
I think I don't know a lot about it, but didn't Sable bounce out for that reason?
Yes.
We've talked about this on the show before. In my teenage years, maybe even my early 20s, I would make homosexual slurs to my friends, when they did something perceivably that way. I would never do that now.
Exactly. But that's like using like a.
Well, it's like I said a while ago. I now replace the N-bomb with ninja in songs.
Yeah, but you never dropped the N-word like in conversation.
No, but I always sing it to myself in cars and stuff. True. And now because my daughter is sensitive about it, I try to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, but because...
Then, you know, like if you went back to my high school days, like you would say, oh, that's gay or whatever. Like Eminem would, you know, stuff like that. Or like you'd say, stop being a fucking retard or something. But I don't say either
Dude, that's not getting you elected.
Yeah, I know. But I don't say either one of those anymore just because I just think it's kind of not necessary.
Well, I alluded. Let's go ahead and move past it because that is a big topic. And Tom and I go hard into wrestling when it's just he and I. So maybe we'll do that.
And then I go hard. I'm
to sleep.
Over this.
I'm a firm believer to if you put something out in the world that you have to be held accountable for that. Right. In the last episode, I've been inspired by some friends and stuff. So in the last episode that you guys didn't listen to,
I will listen to it this weekend.
I talked about it. I alluded to this fantasy project, and I can tell you for this PC Bombcast is about to go into a new world.
Yep.
Of the print, because I have now written three issues of a comic book that I have started, and I've done layouts for the first two, and I'm going to start doing finished works, and that's the logo.
Wow, I like it.
I'll show it to you if you can see.
I think
see.
You got to hit your screen. Oh, hold on. I got to hit your screen. It got dark.
Oh, there you go.
And it is a kind of a crime noir, kind of a Sin City kind of style book. The first... And I've already looked into, thanks to my buddy Moeller, I've already looked in printing from a place called Indie Planet and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it will be available to be for sale when it comes out.
Oh, there you go.
And that's going to happen. Now that I've said it out loud, I have to finish it fast.
You have to.
My goal is to get at least six issues written and storyboarded before I do the first one. That way I can keep going.
Yep.
So that's what I'm doing. Because you've seen, I've been drawing a lot lately. And that's taken up, like I said, usually I'm drawing while I'm watching these new movies and TV shows. And so they're only soaking in about 50% of what they normally would, which it makes it hard to recall. So that's what's been going on. That's my awesome, big throw us to Missy segment right there. So
good for you, man. Look at you.
You got anything else before we wrap up? We'll throw it to Tom since he's on remote.
Let's see. For me, the only nerdy thing I've done is Barstool Sports. I can't remember if I talked about this in the last one.
Fuck that guy.
But Big Cat, he's one of the Barstool Sports personalities.
Fuck the owner of that place.
He created a fake. What's that?
He doesn't like Portnoy, so let's get back to that. Let you finish what you're doing.
So he created. It's not Portnoy. It's this Big Cat. He created a football character for NCAA football on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And basically made a Twitter account for this guy, twitching his games. And the fake coach now has 150,000 followers. People are watching his games. They're getting into, like, where's he going to go next? So that inspired me to dust off my college football game, create Coach Tommy Hummel. And my son, John, also wants to play. So we've been playing Dynasty mode of NCAA football.
Still my favorite sports game of all time is the last couple NCAA football games. I wish they would bring them back.
Isn't that coming back now?
They've talked about it.
I think it is. I thought they came with a deal.
No, they have not signed an official deal yet.
EA Sports has settled with Ed O'Bannon, who's the one who originally sued.
That sued everybody.
They are legally clear to make the game again, but I mean now they're going to have to pay the athletes.
Yeah, which is where the problem lies.
Yeah. Well, athletes can get paid now.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome.
Good
that
for
he
you,
did
man.
That. Well, it's awesome that guy for Barstool, and like Bender said, Portnoy's kind of a piece of shit. And he's, for those that don't know, he's doubled down on not apologizing for some dumb shit he said because he's a comedian. And he's done it for 10 years, he said. So I'm going to move back. I'm going to gloss over that because that's a conversation for another time. But there is some funny shit that happens through Barstool Sports on the Twitters and on their website and things like that. So what about you, Bender?
No, man, just hanging, trying to survive and not murder any kids. No, that's gonna come back.
He's never getting elected. He's done. All right, well then I'm gonna wrap us up, and I will say this: that for the having the like I joked earlier for having the Max Headroom host on one of us and two of us, I think this worked out a lot better than I expected it. I expected there to be a lot more lag.
obviously, I still can't wait for us all to be back in person, and that's still going to be a Saturday episode where we clear our schedules and our
blackout.
Just make sure our wives know that they're going to hate us.
Yeah.
So the over under on the amount of texts that John gets from Rachel will be 67.
I've only gotten two today.
I know, but you got one before we even started, which was funny.
She was texting me something she wants to get from Aldi.
So I'm happy at least the three of us could do an episode. This is the did we Zoom episode with all three of us on?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, that was the one where John like shifted his body.
Oh, that's right.
I had to keep moving because my kids kept following me in every room.
Well, this worked better. And again, I'm very happy that John could come over, and I'm very sad that Tom's still on wife-imposed lockdown. But I can't wait. I can't wait. So since Missy's not here, we would start with Tom anyway.
Hey, everybody. We're getting close. Hopefully COVID doesn't ruin it. Let's go, Blue.
Hold on to your butts.
And I'm playing the music. Oh, and by the way, I think I'm going to send out a tweet about music. I think I'm going to see if we can get some of our college friends to write us a rap like Dusty did back in the day. But anyway, we're done. Later, Tom.